Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're enjoying this podcast, why not join us on Patreon for exclusive extras and more lovely, wholesome content? If you would enjoy watching several people have their penises ripped clean off their body, you can do so by going to patreon.com/deadmentalkpod. Give us £3 a month. You can get on our Discord and you can see all the videos that we watch on this podcast. You can also get an extra episode every week. There's loads of extra content we're putting up there. And it's dead good. It's the best way you can support this podcast and keep it going. So get to patreon.com/deadmentalkpod and give us your fucking money. Surfshark.
If you are using the internet in 2022 and you do not have a VPN, you are playing a very risky fucking game, my friend.
Oh, you are rolling the dice, especially if you're interacting with our content.
Or any of the sort of videos that we like watching.
If you've been in our dark room on Discord, you need a fucking VPN.
If you don't want people knowing what sort of porn you watch, you need a VPN.
Yeah, Freddie's got four VPNs going at the same time.
I'm like Inception, yeah. But for VPNs. But my favourite VPN to use is Surfshark. Yeah. You know why it's my favourite?
Because they've paid us.
Because they've paid us.
Thanks,
damn right, baby.
For your money, Surfshark.
You can use the code DEADMEN at checkout.
I do actually use Surfshark.
Yeah, they're
already
great, aren't they?
They are already my VPN.
You'll get 83% off. And you'll get 3 extra months at checkout.
83%.
83%
off. That is wildly specific.
And three free months as well.
I'm so glad it's not 82, otherwise I'd be like, fuck this deal.
Genuinely.
Fuck off 82.
It's a really good deal, and I would totally recommend using Surfshark. Another great thing that you can do with it as well is if you like watching Netflix, but you want to unlock it in different countries and things like that, you use VPN. Yeah. You can watch
Or if you want to watch Japanese porn, but you want to see them unpixelated, can a VPN do that?
Use a VPN. Just head over to Surfshark, use the code DEADMEN at checkout, 83% off and 3 extra months free.
Oh my God. Thank us
later, because your privacy will be nice and secure and nobody will know the kind of things that you like tiddling to.
Content warning. Ladies and gentlemen, the following podcast is not suitable for all audiences, and viewer/listener discretion is advised. For example, if, when you just heard the term ladies and gentlemen, you immediately thought about how exclusionary it is, then it's probably best you turn this off now.
If you still want to get our logos, by the way, we'll give you all the perks that first guy's got. I don't even care. I don't even care. I want the world to be full of people with our tattoo.
I think we should give them more.
More perks.
Just
that's funny.
I really want to fuck this guy off because he's like clearly a super committed fan and really nice.
So
what, and really like look, really into this. So I want to punish that.
So what we will do is if you're anybody apart from this first guy, if you turn up to any Dead Men Talking gig, you get backstage access. You get to hang out.
We'll hang out with us in the green room
and stuff.
Also, you get to stand in front of that first guy at any show.
That's really funny.
Welcome to the Fat Cunt Express with me, Rob Mulholland. How are you doing?
Wait, what?
Just thought I'd make it a lot. We're on a little fancy train
for our final ever episode.
Final ever?
Yeah. Thank you, guys. It's been a great run.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, we have decided to stop Dead Men Talking.
Yeah.
Straight away, there are going to be no more episodes.
No, we're done.
And creative differences.
Yeah. Also, there is the thing about your crimes coming to light.
Yeah.
I mean, I know you think we've been like joking about Freddie being a pedo, but it turns out you were just hiding in plain sight, weren't you?
Plain sight.
Yeah. It was literally in the school ground with my dick out.
Going, lads, just a laugh. It's just a podcast I do.
Yeah. Apparently one of the teachers thought it was a water feature.
Yeah.
Don't worry, though. I am going to start my own podcast called Bummed or Unbummed.
This is the final.
This is the end of Dead Men Talking. Thank you, mate. It's been a joy.
I'll tell you what, though. What a dreadful time if someone has just got a tattoo of us.
Oh, God, you'd be gutted, wouldn't you? You'd be absolutely gutted.
That'd be such a shame.
If you got a tattoo, then the thing you got a tattoo of immediately finished straight away.
Yeah, I'd be terribly upset.
Yeah.
Be like, hey, guys, I'm a big Love Island fan. Check out my Caroline. Oh, dear. Uh-oh.
If you're a Love Island fan, were you really getting a Caroline Flack portrait? Was that it?
No.
You get a mid-phone throw.
Fucking hell. There's somebody who got a tattoo of us, and we thought
it's
we're
unreal.
Not finishing the podcast. We just thought it'd be funny to make him shit himself briefly.
Well, it's definitely so. We said on an episode, we're like, wouldn't it be funny if someone got a tattoo? We'll give him some shit prizes. 2 days it took.
Yeah, he literally must have listened to the episode, rung a tattooist, and booked in straight
and
away.
And like got lucky that they had a free spot.
It's insane.
The tattoo is fucking good.
We've got a picture of the guy. I don't think it's great.
I know. I think the execution of the tattoo, the technical execution is really good. It's very well packed, very clean. The guy looks exactly like I would expect.
Basically, it's me.
Yeah, he looks like Iranian you.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like pale.
Freddie Quinfidel.
Freddie was your role model.
I know, it's amazing,
so,
isn't it?
What I think is really funny about this guy, right, is if someone's getting a tattoo of a podcast they listen to on themselves, you would expect that person to be covered in tattoos.
Like head to toe.
So you'd expect them to be like, it's just a bit of a laugh, innit? It's just a bit of a, what can I say? I've got like 50 of them and I'll just put this one on my leg.
Sure.
This guy's got one other tattoo.
And it's immediately above it. It's on the same bit of his forearm.
Yeah.
Maybe he's working up to a sleeve.
What is the other one? Is that a Power Ranger or?
I don't know. Can we zoom in?
That's as far.
Because I thought it was like a football club badge or something.
I don't know. Maybe it's another podcast.
Do you not know
it's a now defunct podcast.
Do you not know how to zoom in on this picture?
You can't zoom in. It's minus. Zoom.
He's got Dan Daniel on his
foot. Zoom, minus.
Well, I was pigoted on his elbow.
Living La Vida Loca on his arse cheeks.
Living La Vida Lockdown. Get it right. Although that would be a weird one to get. That was very clearly temporary. But yeah, it's fucking massive.
It's huge, isn't it?
What's really funny is neither of us, like none of us have a tattoo of it. Like none of us.
Yeah. It's, and I wouldn't.
We've been doing this, 8 months? It might not last a year. We don't know.
This all started because I said.
Mind you, I think that about when people have like their kids on them.
Right, they might not last.
In which case,
if they died, you definitely wouldn't want a reminder.
I always think that about like pregnancies and stuff. So, sorry, this is mad, but I do think it. I always think like, you know when they're like telling
enjoying
people.
Enjoying it now, it might not last.
Well, yeah, this is it. You know,
but that's why you don't tell people for a little bit, because there's a really risky bit at the beginning. That's why you don't tell people, because it might.
Yeah. There's also a really obvious. There's also a really obvious
That's what
bit.
The doctor does.
We're just going to do a little scan. We'll get some gel on your belly.
He plays the music when Sonic the Hedgehog dies. You know, wham, wham, wham. And then he goes,
flicks your belly, a load of rings come out your twat.
Continue. 9, 8, 7.
Uh-oh.
And then you shag again, and then you get pregnant. You hear,
when you do have a miscarriage, all the rings fall out as well.
Yeah, did that one a minute.
He's already done that.
Did you?
Already done a ring.
And he did it more subtly. He didn't use the trigger word miscarriage.
Yeah, no, I did it with a bit of art, a bit of grace,
a little bit of je ne sais quoi.
I do apologize, everyone.
No, it's absolutely fine, mate.
You just sit there and have a little think about what you've done.
There was a lot going on.
Was there?
Anyway, someone's got a tattoo.
I bet they're fucking regretting it now.
No, but I do always think that about like kids. I'm always like, I wouldn't ever want to jinx it. Do you know what I mean?
Right. Like, so I wouldn't at ever what be point like, would you be comfortable being like, I'm having a baby?
About 2 months
when
old.
When the fucking head's halfway out. Yeah, 2 months old.
Yeah, legitimately. Legit.
You'd be like, all right, I think we're going to keep it.
When you start looking for schools.
Yeah.
Also as well, I'd want to like, I'd be so quickly like clicking near its... Just to make sure it was like, compus mentis.
Right. Okay.
You know, like, you do with a dog sometimes.
Yeah, is that how you test to see if they're compass mentis? You click near a child.
It's how you check if they're deaf.
Okay, sure. I wouldn't mind a deaf child. I think that's of the disabilities you can get, that's an all right one.
Does that mean they'd cry more or less?
I don't know. I don't know if they'd use volume as a way of
communicating. So I don't think the reason that a baby stops crying is because it can hear itself and it's pissing itself off.
And it's like, you know what? I sound awful. It's like when you listen to a recording of your own voice. It's like, is that what I sound like?
Oh my God.
Have I been screaming like that? I'm so sorry,
guys,
everyone.
Guys, I need to apologise because I'm being a right whiny bitch. Yeah. I just need to rein it in. So this guy with a tattoo. God bless you, mate. You win several things. The first thing that you win is a mystery box, a Dead Men Talking mystery box.
Be so shit.
We haven't even got a box.
No.
It's like mystery envelope.
It's going to be whatever shit we grab from around the studio.
Can we send him a mystery WhatsApp message?
Yeah. He also gets one free entry to a roast show that costs a fiver.
Yeah, also as well, I don't know if he wants me to tell him this, but I'm going to say it anyway. He lives in Ipswich. We don't know any shows near there.
Yeah, we're not. We're planning.
Nowhere near.
We're planning Ipswich. We're planning a little tour for next year. I'll tell you where we're not fucking going.
Right, let's never play Ipswich.
That's a rule.
Let's never play Ipswich. So,
even as individuals,
we're not
you
even
can't
doing
do
fucking Swindon. We're not going anywhere near.
All of East Anglia's off.
Get fucked.
No Norwich. No, Colchester.
I don't even think we should go to Cambridge.
Oh,
mate, that's too far.
So it would be really funny if from now on we just agreed to never play that side of the country because there's one guy with a tattoo there and he's allowed free entry, but we really want to make him work for it. Or what we'll do...
Well, just give the security his picture and just be like, don't let him in. Just like, not him. Just bar him from all of our shows.
Send him a fake ticket.
What about... if we got like a private investigator to follow him, because I mean, he's not going to be too fucking hard now. He's oddly inconspicuous, is he? Found out where he worked, found out.
I mean, I'm not sure he does. Look at him.
Found out what his hours were, and then waited until it was the one time where he couldn't fucking do it. Yeah. And we just announced Ipswich Town Hall.
Find out when he's on holiday. Let's do Ipswich on his wedding day. Like, no.
Oh, he'd come.
Do his fucking house, like, you know, find his partner. Oh, partner's a bit strong. Housemate, right? And when he's out at work, we go do a gig in his house.
Film it. Live from the bedroom.
And then tag him afterwards.
Mate, we don't have to wear those masks that fucking builders wear where they're knocking down walls. Mate, the asbestos mask.
Like we're cleaning up Chernobyl in fucking rubber suits.
So he's allowed any entry into any show, but we are going to make it really difficult.
We're going to make it so cartoonishly hard for this guy to come see us.
This mystery box is going to be things that I find around here that we don't want, and it is very messy in here off camera. So
yeah, it is.
You know when we do the tour?
Hope you like cables.
You can have this.
When we do the tour, there are a few major cities, so we might come to one of them. Mm. If he does, what we should do is we should have a procedure that the doormen have to follow,
right?
Where they ask him for his ID,
and then they ask to scratch his tattoo.
They ask what the log number at the bottom is. Yeah. If he gets it wrong, they're like, "Nah, mate, it's fake. It's fake. You can't come in."
If he does get in, I think he should be allowed to sit on the stage for the whole thing, and you two just roast him. Alone.
No, he's going in a pen. He's going in a poverty pen.
Yeah. Oh,
we're putting him in a little pen. Like when we do the tour, I do really want to do that. I want to have a little pen. You know, I want to have a little poverty pen.
Okay.
And we put it out for
so
a couple
we're
of
gonna,
people.
We're gonna
abuse them, and like everyone in the room is allowed to abuse them in the breaks.
So we're gonna we're gonna clear this with our tour providers, SJM, one of the biggest. The second biggest providers of tours in the country.
They're doing the Arctic Monkeys tour.
They're literally doing this as a favour for us, and we're going to be like, we want a pen for the poor. And they're going to be like, yeah, Beyonce didn't ask for it, but we want a pen for the poor.
Yeah, you're not fucking working with Beyonce now, are you? You're a long way from there now.
What do you want for your rider, lads? We want a pen!
We're getting a pen. Because how fun will that be for everyone else that they get to abuse these cunts who've got free tickets?
Oh, mate, that'd be absolutely perfect.
Yeah, we'll just put a little picket fence around them.
He also gets as well, this guy.
Yeah.
So I don't know if we mentioned this a bit, but we don't mention it anywhere near as much as we should do. So if you see a Dead Men Talking sticker, like just about, and a lot of them are going to be near comedy clubs because that's just where they're going to be. Yeah. If you take a selfie next to it and stick it on Twitter... and tag us in it, we will send you a link to a very secret...
Special secret.
So secret.
So secret, we're going to talk about it on an episode.
We send you a link to a secret thing. It's a secret little Easter egg. If you...
I mean, it's not a literal Easter egg, otherwise Freddie would have consumed it.
If you... is that the level of your fat jokes now?
Yeah.
It's not a literal Easter egg, otherwise Freddie would have consumed it.
Yeah.
We've done worse than that.
Yeah.
So, if you send a picture of a selfie of you with that guy's arm, then that counts as a sticker.
The more annoyed he looks, the more annoyed he looks, the better the prize you'll get.
Yeah, I mean, like, if he's just got the tattoo though, and he looks furious.
Yeah, but like, I know I want people to be hassling him. I want it to be inconvenient for him that he's got this tattoo. I want it to be a pain in the ass. I think, like, if anyone of our fans sees him, what should they shout at him in the street? They should just shout
bummed or unbummed.
Pedophile. Just shout pedophile.
Shout bummed or unbummed.
Yeah.
Bummed or unbummed.
Just shout bummed.
In fact, if you ever think you know a listener, shout bummed or unbummed. Yeah. And if they shout bummed or unbummed, then you know you've got a friend.
They should shout their response, obviously. It's a question and response. They should answer whether they think bummed or unbummed.
I'll tell you what, there's a bravery to that, isn't there? Because, look,
anyone you see with a can of Monster, you're like, bummed or unbummed or unbummed.
Yeah.
But you could shout it out just in a crowd and hope that you make a friend. Yeah. Bummed or unbummed. And then somebody go, bummed or unbummed. And then
they just go bummed. Like, why are they asking the question? Yeah. They should be answering.
And then you keep shouting it until you meet.
Do you know where it would work very well? Gay district.
Yeah.
Bummed or unbummed. Whatever you want, sweetheart. Yeah.
Well, then you know they're not a listener because they're not saying bummed or unbummed.
Yeah, there you go. It is quite perfect.
Foolproof.
We had, obviously, the bummed or unbummed thing comes from the Barrymore app.
Yeah, if you haven't seen this, on Patreon, we did an episode. Someone posted us a signed copy of Michael Barrymore's autobiography, and we had a little read. We had a little reading session.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's one chapter that everyone's most keen on, and we went straight for that one.
The Strike It Lucky chapter.
But, yeah, we basically talked about the pool incident, right? And
what happened
in the pool?
Yeah.
A man was found in the pool with his arsehole on fire.
Was he though?
What, sorry?
Or was he unbummed?
Well, that's the mystery.
Well, yeah, exactly. That's it. And we talked about that. And then somebody got in touch on Twitter who was like, a justice for
the bummed.
Justice for Lubbock. Justice for Lubbock, I think it was.
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
You all got a bit heavy, didn't it?
It's one of those moments where it's like, you dear.
We were just having a laugh, mate. Sorry about your loss.
Yeah. Do you know what is?
And we had a poll at the time saying bummed or unbummed, which you.
Yeah, so that was a bit much.
We chose to remove.
What I think is absolutely mad, though, is because you wouldn't think that sort of gently take, well, not gently, viciously taking the piss out of somebody who had passed away 20 years ago. You wouldn't think
in mysterious bombing circumstances.
But what's weird is that his death predates Twitter.
Yeah.
So what would have to have happened?
Oh god, it would have been a fucking field day. Could you imagine if Barrymore's pool had happened when we had Twitter?
But what would have to have happened is what I'm getting at is that account has to have been set up retrospectively.
Sure.
So somebody has gone, Twitter's the perfect platform to keep this scandal alive.
Well,
she joined in 2017.
Okay. Oh wow, so Twitter had been going for quite some time.
Yeah.
Fuck me.
Yeah, so, you know, we'll just keep the poll on Discord.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, the Justice for Stuart page only started in 2020.
All right, fair enough. They're fucking getting it. You know.
Just at the start of the pandemic.
But, you know.
Well, we all needed hobbies, didn't we?
Yeah, that's it. Plenty of time at home, you know what?
Something you've been meaning to get around to.
Let's dust off the case files.
So, whilst you're on Twitter, please search for this. I know you will have seen this.
Right.
But I think I've watched this a million times, and I'm more than happy to make it a million and one times.
Uh-huh.
Can you search for the Kanye Jews thing?
Oh, my God, it's fucking amazing. It's one of the best bits of comic timing I think I've ever fucking seen.
The Kanye Jews.
If you just search for Kanye Jews, though, you're going to get 3 billion responses. He's been talking quite a lot.
The way that he folds his arms when he says it is literally perfect. Have you seen this, producer?
I think I've seen.
Right, turn the volume on.
Turn the volume on.
Oh, here it is.
Wow, seamless.
Wow, that was so quick how we found that video.
It was amazingly smooth.
And no one had any breakdowns.
No one had any
autistic meltdowns in here.
Look, my laptop's different. How did that happen?
One day we need to release found footage of
just me stomping around the studio, angry, cables
angry,
breaking,
gangly and upset.
Oh, God.
I don't know why it's not working.
Like, my God, I just want the same thing to display on two TVs, and it's been the bane of my existence for months.
It's really funny because you just have to just let him just stamp around and get all of his anger out of his system.
Yeah.
I just sort of wait until he stops.
Yeah, just wait. I'll calm down very quickly afterwards. Like, I go up quickly, I come down quickly.
You're a literal roller coaster of emotions.
Yeah. Like, I had a real bad one the other night. We had a pizza delivered that wasn't cut, and I couldn't find the pizza wheel, and it was getting cold, and I was fucking freaking out, mate.
Scissors.
Mate, just right. That is a
knife,
good idea.
Fork.
That is quite a good idea. Yeah. But I was annoyed. We've got a pizza wheel. Why send me a fucking takeaway pizza and don't cut it? It pisses me off. It's one of the biggest wank pretensions. Just fucking cut the pizza.
Wow.
Hate it. Really angers me.
Jesus Christ.
Are you not unhappy about that?
Nope.
Oh, you just fold it up and eat it in one go,
that
don't you?
That is correct. I actually roll it. Sometimes.
What, like into a cigarette?
I'm not even.
Looks like fucking Snoop Dogg.
So sometimes I have been known to put chips on the pizza
sometimes.
To roll it into a giant sort of pizza burrito.
Sort of pizza gyros.
Put a burrito in there as well.
Yeah. Honestly, there is no food that he won't put chips on.
Beans.
That's true. Oh, my God. Right, so here's a story.
All right. We'll get to Kanye's thing in a minute.
Yeah. So I went to have some food the other week. Literally the other day, yesterday. Yeah. And we went to Hickory's, which is an American...
I get it.
It's like a barbecue.
Name. Yeah.
And we went for breakfast, and I always get the same breakfast.
Breakfast in a smokehouse. Sorry, it's just such a fat cunt place to have a breakfast.
And I decided I get the same thing, which is like pork shoulder and poached eggs.
Bring me all your hash browns.
So, you're back on the old poached egg.
Fucking hell.
Poached egg.
Yeah. So I went to get that, and they said, I'm really
did
sorry.
A meeting.
They said, I'm really sorry. We've got no more. We've got no more pork shoulder. You have to order something else. And I was looking through, I didn't fancy anything else.
Yeah.
And I said, what's this here, this full English breakfast? And she said, it was like full English breakfast with a twist, right? And I was like, well, what's the twist?
Yeah.
And the twist, and she said, well, what it is it's a full English, but we replace... the English items with American items. So instead of
that sounds terrible.
Yeah.
So instead of toast,
you got a gun.
And instead of sausage, you get no abortions. It's weird, really.
No
weird.
No bacon. Loads of racism.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's why I went. So they said instead of toast, you get like a waffle, and instead of like a sausage, you get like a sausage patty. And she said, like, and there's beans as well. And so I thought when she said that, she meant these American refried beans that they do that are really nice, that are part of the thing. And so I was like, okay, I'll have that. I'll try that. Came, shitloads of baked beans on it.
Yeah.
I couldn't eat it. I had to swap my meal with my other half.
Wow.
So my other half, who'd ordered something completely different.
Had to eat your baked bean covered.
Yeah.
And like they told you it had baked beans and you still went, that's probably different.
They told me they swapped things out.
Yeah, but they didn't say that. They told you the other things.
Totally swapped. Everything swapped, apart from baked beans.
Why wouldn't you ask them about the one thing you're phobic of, though? Why wouldn't you go, oh, the baked beans, what are they swapped for? Because
you know
I'm deeply phobic of baked beans.
Do you know why, Rob? Because I trusted someone and never again. Never again.
You trusted them. They didn't lie to you. They just didn't tell you that the baked beans weren't swapped. It said baked beans, didn't it?
What, sorry?
It said baked beans on the menu.
What was it called?
There was baked beans on the menu.
Look, I'm not going to...
And you trusted them that wouldn't be baked beans?
I'm not going to mention the ethnicity of the waitress. It was a Jewish waitress.
He's brought it back round.
Let's watch this Kanye thing.
Honestly.
It's so good.
Like, the man... Like, someone put on Twitter, and I thought it was perfectly right. If his life was 30% different, he would be a comedian that Jewish people loved.
Yeah.
Because, oh my God, this time.
Drove me to a point of exhaustion, which was misdiagnosed by I'm not going to say what race, what people, doctor, and what hospital, and what media went to. We know I can't say that. It was a Jewish doctor.
The little arm folds.
It's amazing, isn't it? The timing on it is just...
Oh, my God, that's
This is
so
the problem.
Funny.
Like, this is how I've felt about Kanye for a long time. He says loads of awful things that are definitely not true and really shouldn't be listened to, but in a very funny way.
Oh, there's no question the man's talented.
He's a really funny guy.
Yeah.
Like, you know, he always has been. His lyrics have always been very funny. He's been intentionally funny for ages. But even when he's trying not to be funny, the man's fucking hilarious. He's box office.
He's like a real life Mr. Bean. Just always getting himself into mischief.
Yeah, he just got into his Mini Cooper after that.
Have you seen that there is a petition to make Kanye a billionaire again?
Right. So there's quite an easy way to do that, send him money. Yeah.
Well, there's a GoFundMe.
Right.
Can we have one of those?
So people are genuinely going, oh, he's lost 600 million, that poor soul. And they're giving their hard-earned money to this man.
Yeah, he's only got $400 million left.
Whatever will he do?
I know, he's going to really struggle, the poor little lamb.
It's insane, isn't it?
Yeah.
We've got some new tiers of Patreon.
Oh,
if you
yeah.
Want to give us money.
Speaking of giving us money, we've got some new tiers on Patreon. Yeah, I know Freddie spent 6 months shitting on the idea of tiers on Patreon.
Yeah, because I don't believe in them. But the powers that be were like, hey, why don't we just make Freddie completely incorrect for all the last 6 months?
Yeah, and yeah. And like you were convinced by the argument of some of these people might be thick and they might give us more money.
That is true. And yeah. Also as well, it begs to notice that we run this like a democracy, and sometimes I have an opinion that is vetoed by Rob and Tom. A classic example is that when someone got a tattoo of themselves, I wanted to immediately change the name and logo of the podcast because I thought it would have been very, very, very funny. Yeah.
It would have been hilarious if the logo wasn't A, the best thing we've ever done,
and B, on everything.
Everywhere. There's literally not a direction you can look in where the logo isn't in here.
We'd have to re-censor Naked Martin.
Yeah, I'd have to make a new fucking table. What are you on about?
Like, it would have been so funny.
It would have been very
though.
Funny, but so much work and we can't be arsed.
Yeah. Welcome to Alive Fellas Chatting.
Yeah, so
imagine the little animation at the beginning. Alive Fellas Chatting.
So there are new tiers on Patreon, but like one of the reasons we didn't have tiers was we couldn't be arsed coming up with like better things to have, you know, if you reward, too much work. So we just haven't done that. So if you're a thick cunt and you want to give us more money, you can on patreon.com/deadmentalkpod.
Yeah, we have a £10 Patreon where you get nothing extra.
Literally nothing.
But it's £10.
Not even acknowledgement.
Yeah, and we also have the Sugar Daddy tier. Now, you do get extra with the Sugar Daddy
tier.
You
do, actually. There's some good perks with the Sugar Daddy
tier. For just £100 a month.
Bargain.
You will get... What do you get again? After five years,
you got to leave it running for a while. We're not going to do it week one.
Oh, wait. First of all, you get a message from one of us calling you a twat.
Yes.
Guaranteed.
That'll be a text message, away. Not a call, yeah. To be clear. And then after 5 years, you receive a free pencil. Yeah. And don't be excited. It's not going to be Dead Men Talking branded pencil. It's just going to be a pencil. Just a pencil.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. However, you do get to support us more if that's what you want to do. Yeah. Yeah, man, because we still haven't taken a wage.
We're actually owed money. We're both very bad at business. We're good at going, that'll be cool, let's spend money on that.
I think I'm actually really quite good at business, but what I'm even better at...
In what way? We've made zero profit.
In what way?
We've demonetized every video we've ever made.
Yeah, but that's you.
It's partly you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Rape. Why are we getting demonetized? Rape, pedos. That's you.
Stop going on about Australia all the time. Right, we get it.
I care about winding people up more than I care about money.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah,
so that's it. So everything that you get so far, I mean, we literally don't even take petrol.
We're not even doing petrol. That's true.
We don't even do expenses.
We don't even do lunch.
Yeah, we pay for our own lunch. This is mental. We've got a company card that we only ever spend on pranks and filming shit. Yeah. So that's all we do. I spent fancy dress costumes to make you look like a big baby.
Yeah, that's it. We spent more money on fancy dress costumes for a sex dungeon than we've ever taken out of this as a wage.
100%.
Let that sink in.
Yeah. Look how expensive this studio is. We've made no money.
Yeah. Yeah. We've spent hundreds of pounds on HDMI cables that genuinely still can't make work.
It's fucking infuriating.
We spent £200 on a TV that Rob knows isn't the right one.
Oh, it's not the one, digital, not analog. It's not the one I fucking ordered, though, is it? It's the replacement for the one that
so
came
Rob's
broke.
Freaking out about the fucking TV and the HDMI cables. Tom's trying to be helpful. I'm sat in the corner. Rape. rape, pedo. You know, just my usual.
Just your standard shit.
Just my usual fucking input. Rape. Are we ready?
Like, no. Why aren't we making any money? from this slickly run business.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's what's happening. But in my head, clever businessman, I'm like, dum, 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 dum.
He's properly from Team Excelsior. He thinks he's fucking smashed it, but he's in the boardroom. Now the sugar's like, why the fuck have you done that, you stupid cunt? Why have you put a fucking prolapse on the wall? You're fired.
I love The Apprentice more than I love almost any reality
show. Might be
TV
the
show.
Most harmful TV show for the world that has ever existed.
Oh, B.A.
Donald Trump, Katie Hopkins, I rest my case.
Okay.
Donald Trump was famous before that, though.
But like that catapult, that took him to a whole new, like, he wasn't relevant. He hadn't been like, he was like an 80s famous guy. He was still rich, but he wasn't like relevant. He wasn't in the, without that, he'd never get there.
My favourite bit about The Apprentice is how ridiculous all the challenges are. Yeah. Like one week they have, right now you've got to make an advert. None of them have got any TV production experience at all. They've got one day to make an amazing advert.
So my favourite thing is when they get a phone call at 6 o'clock in the morning and Lord Sugar makes them all go to a random location that's got nothing to do with anything.
Yeah,
that's my favourite thing.
Drive 30 miles,
so
now go back.
So bring, bring. Lord Sugar would like to see you at the bottom of a well. Be there in 30 minutes. Oh, I've brought you here to the bottom of a well.
Because I hope you do well on this challenge. Which is in a hot air balloon.
Yeah.
I also like how they all live together and there's always loads of shots of them rushing about getting ready as if they don't know what time to get up the next day.
Yeah, but you know what time it is. It's still calling at 5:30 in the fucking morning. I'd be rushing.
But why do they all need to live together?
Well, because it creates tension and drama. They put them all in a room so they're not sleeping as much. They disrupt their sleep patterns. It's how you make reality TV. You fuck with them. You get people on edge. They want them fucking angry, innit?
So a mate of mine is next. He's next reality TV. He was on The Apprentice, Lewis Ellis. Right. He's a mate of mine. And he was telling us about the phone call that they do, right? And it's all set up.
Yeah. What?
So the producers go, hey, you might want to get an early night tonight because there might be a phone call. You know what I mean? Like a hinty McHint. And so there's a mad rush because everyone wants to be the one to answer the phone. Yeah. And Lewis,
screen time, isn't it?
And Lewis was like, look, please can I do it? Please can I just do it once? And they were like, yeah, that's fine, right? So ring, ring, 6 o'clock. He jumps downstairs, dead excited, but he's still half asleep, right? So they, Lord Sugar would like to see you at Thorpe Park in Surrey, right? Mm. Doesn't hear Thorpe Park, just hears Surrey, but he thinks that the producers said Syria. So he hangs up and he says to everybody, everyone, we're going to Syria. And in his head...
This week, we're selling weapons. You've got 60 minutes to sell as much weaponized uranium as you can.
Yeah.
Be warned, though, ISIS are good negotiators.
No, we will only pay £280 million.
Yeah, we got like, they do the list challenge, but they do it in Syria. One of them's like, right, you must get an infidel's arm. Yeah. Get a dead gay person. A woman's hair.
You may have won the most money, but two of you did get kidnapped and killed, so you're going to have points off for that.
So anyway, that's what he genuinely thought. And he was like, we're going to Syria. And they were like, I don't think we're going to Syria.
No.
And he was like, no, we're going to Syria. You must have to pack a bag. And they went, and then the producers had to ring back and go, yeah, we need to do that bit again. You're going to Thorpe Park in Surrey. And he was like, oh. But that must be the bit where, because you're in a competition, that must be the bit where everyone else goes, he's not winning.
Yeah, exactly. Someone's off to the boardroom. Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, you know, because like, I love competition reality shows that are fucking great. I'm bored of The Apprentice because it's the same every time. They do the same challenges in the same order.
I'll tell you why I'm bored of it. It's not because of that, because I like things the same every time, of course.
You're autistic as fuck.
It's because The Apprentice used to be really good business people trying to be, and when a really good business person makes a mistake, it's dead fun to watch.
Yeah.
Because the world, and they realize they've made a mistake and their world crumbles.
Yeah.
But what they get this time are 12 spoffers.
Yes.
Yeah, they're all
they get someone who's like an assistant manager in a call center.
Yeah. In fact, that's what it should be called, spoffers in suits.
Yeah. No, it's totally that. And like loads of reality TV does that and fucks it up. Like
the new Big Brother, when that's coming out.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's fucking... They're going to be doing the same shit, aren't they?
I love the American competition reality show, Ink Master. It's for tattoo artists.
Oh, it's so good.
It's fucking great. They've rebooted it and they've kind of fucked it a bit, right? Because they go too hard on the drama side with it already.
Yeah, it's
entertaining enough watching people do tattoos because there's already high stakes if they fuck it up, someone's arm's
and
ruined.
Also, the thing as well with Ink Master tattoos is that every single week it's a different style of tattoo.
Yeah.
So,
but like now they've got too mad with it.
You've got no tattoos, have you?
No.
So look, you can get the best traditional tattooist in the world. Yeah. And if you ask him to tattoo portraits, he can't do
it. The best example of that ever was they got a guy on who did traditional Islander tattoos, so did like tribal tats, and he was like the best in the world. He's called Roland Pacheco, right? He's amazing at it.
Yeah.
But then he had to do a picture of a cat. And if you can Google Roland Ink Master cat, right, that will be enough. It was known as the acid cat because it is... genuinely one of the... If you had this on your arm, you'd have to cut it off.
Oh, mate.
Yeah. That's good. Yeah. So that's why the show's great, because they fuck it up like that. But
mate, it looks like fucking... Oh, shit.
It looks like it's just like... It looks like a child has done it badly.
Shit.
Yeah.
That looks so bad.
Yeah, it really does, doesn't it?
Yeah, that is...
That's why I love the show, man, because people go on it and they just get fucked up.
My favourite bit is they have a thing, and you'll love this, producer Tom, they have a thing called the Human Canvas Jury.
Yeah.
And what they do is they make everyone who's been tattooed... Yeah, yeah.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Make them all sit in a room and discuss who has the shittest one.
It's so brutal because, like, they leave and most of them are like, that's brilliant. I love my tattoo. And, like, especially when it's like, there's a week where it's like, we're all getting portraits of sad things. So it'd be like, this is my grandma. Or like, this is my son. He didn't make it, but I've got a lovely little portrait of him. And then they've got to sit in a room where everyone goes, his nose is fucking weird.
Yeah. Luckily, we didn't tell anyone that we were pregnant. So, so it wasn't weird.
It is dead fun, that bit. But yeah, they've replaced the host, right? Dave Navarro's gone.
Oh, what?
They've replaced all the hosts because one of them had a controversy, right?
Who?
Oliver Peck, one of the judges.
It would be Oliver Peck, wouldn't it?
I liked Peck, but right, he got in trouble.
But he does look like the bitch in a motorbike gang.
Sure. What happened, though, was some photos emerged of him in the early noughties at a party in full blackface, right? Right, he was dressed in a super... It gets worse, right? So he's in blackface, but he's in a superhero costume, right? A Superman costume.
Black Panther?
No, it's Superman, but the S has been replaced with an N.
Oh.
Yeah, so he got fired.
I mean, to be fair, Oliver Peck does look like he would be racist.
Yeah, but he seemed like a nice vibe as well. And like, it's one of those where it's like, it was before he was on the show. And like, I think if he's doing it now, obviously that's unforgivable. If he'd done it 20 years ago, I think it's bad, but like... It was 20 years ago.
No, I think that...
The end makes it worse. The end pushes it over the top. I get you.
Yeah.
I hear you on that. I hear you.
Yeah.
Who would ever hint at that?
Mm.
Can I show you a tattoo that my brother's mate got? He did end up on TV on a show called Tattoo Fixers about this.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I know Tattoo Fixers.
Yeah, so, where they often make them much worse. Yeah.
Oh, Sketch has done a great... What the
fuck is
that? That
is the fix. Right?
That's the fix!
That's the fix. That massive owl, right?
That's
like
not
a cat
an owl.
With eagle wings.
This is the tattoo.
Yeah, it looks like someone's dead cat. Yeah. It's a pinhead. What's that?
Matt he went has on, a shrimp dick.
Matt has a shrimp dick and a picture of a dick on his chest.
In the middle of his chest.
On his first lad's holiday. Got that. Didn't tell anyone he was getting it. There wasn't like a joke about it, about him having a shrimp dick.
Is he Matt?
No, he's not Matt.
Who's Matt?
Matt is his mate. So he just went off.
That's really funny.
Got that tattoo.
On
and
his
came back.
Chest.
When he came home, his mum made him live in the shed. Then he went on tattoo fixes
what
to fix it.
What a punishment.
And that was his fix.
Honestly, I'm not even joking when I say that the fix is worse.
Might be.
That's a worse tattoo.
But the problem is, right?
That tattoo is appalling.
It's like, when people get stuff on their chest like that, I always think, right? Like, because people get like, you know, a portrait of the nan or whatever. Everyone you shag for the rest of your life is going to be looking at that
whilst you
shag it. People have like kids on their chest and it's like, it's a boner killer, isn't it?
Massively.
Yeah. So, your mate shrimp dick is also going to be a bit of a lady boner killer,
I've said it before and I've said it again, all tattoos are shit.
Yeah.
And like, the worst one is the guy who got our logo. The worst one.
If you still want to get our logos, by the way, we'll give you all the perks that first guy's got. I don't even care. I don't even care. I want the world to be full of people with our tattoo.
I think we should give them more.
More perks. Just because
I really want to fuck this guy off because he's like clearly a super committed fan and really nice.
So,
and really like, look, you know, really into this. So I want to punish that.
So what we will do is if you're anybody apart from this first guy, if you turn up to any Dead Men Talking gig, you get backstage access. You get to hang out.
We'll hang out with us in the green room
and stuff. And we will send you a personalized message.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
And anything else that you want, we'll
make you something.
But you can't be this guy. This guy.
Also, you get to stand in front of that first guy at any show.
That's really funny. You get priority access over that one man.
You get to hold up a big sign saying, "I won the competition."
We'll give you a massive hat to wear.
If you're in the queue, you get to go in front of him in the queue. But it doesn't just count for the queue outside, the queue for the bar, the queue for the toilets.
They're just allowed to walk in front of you at any point.
We'll give you a lift home.
Also, we'll have a word with the bouncers. You're allowed to slap him once. You're just allowed one time during the interval, you're allowed to walk past and just fuck off.
You can spit on him.
And we wonder why we're not good at business.
Pay us £100 a month, please.
Our most committed fan. This is how we treat him.
No need. This is why we're so bad. This is why
we don't make money.
Let's throw more money at cutting a person off. It's mental.
If you would like us to bully anyone else, please do send us money.
We're definitely buying a giant foam Stetson for the guy sitting in front of him though, 100%.
Oh, that's so funny.
One of those big beer hats.
Yeah. Speaking of reality TV shows.
Were we?
Yeah, we were a bit ago.
A while ago.
It's a callback segue. He's revolutionising the game. He's like Stuart Lee.
Speaking of having to change the laptop.
Speaking of starting an episode.
So, check out the link that I sent you. Yeah. Right, this is something that's gone viral. Yeah. You're going to love this. It's a reality dating show where two people are sat opposite each other wearing blindfolds.
I think I've seen this. I'm sorry, I'm so terminally online that whenever you've seen anything, I've found it. But yeah, I do like it. And
I
have not seen it.
So it's a reality TV show. It's two people wearing blindfolds, right?
So the idea is, you know, it's like Love is Blind. They talk to each other, see if they get on.
But then after, say, 2 minutes or whatever, there's a boo in the middle and a buzzer turns from white to red. And if you press that buzzer, the other person has to fuck off and you get to date someone else.
Yeah. Right. So they're blindfolded all the way through.
Yeah.
So there is one guy who is an Asian dude who... An Asian king is this guy. An Asian dude. He's an Asian dude. Yeah, he's Asian, but he surfs. It's, you know...
He could be an Asian dude.
I just think it's a weird
thing. Why is it
weird
for an Asian man to surf?
What?
You said that in a way that would never happen. You're like, an Asian man who surfs?
Considering there is... It's all islands out there anyway, isn't it?
There are Asian people around the world, Freddie. There's quite a lot of Asian people in, say, California, where there are a lot of waves.
Yeah,
I bet there are Asian surfers. You know, around the Pacific Islands, a lot of waves.
Yeah. I think there's another wave in Wuhan, isn't there?
fuck's sake.
Topical at the minute. Probably not when this goes
out. I was referencing the fact that I said dude weird. That's what my thing was. Yeah. Not that there's...
It's weird that Asian people have hobbies, is what you're saying. Yeah,
math.
And you think you should just be able to fuck them?
Math.
I know.
I found that worse than dude. Yeah, math.
That's worse.
Do you know what? I'm just gonna rate. Just back on track. Stick within my comfort zone, shall I?
Stay in your fucking lane.
So there's an Asian gentleman who might have hobbies. Gentleman. Who knows? But one of his hobbies is not fucking fat people because what he's known
cracked
for doing,
the code.
Hang on, if this is fat phobic, I don't want to be involved.
So what he's known for doing is he's known for having a hug from women.
Yeah.
And I swear to God, he hugs them in the same way that Ray Charles used to feel the wrists to see how fat they were. Genuinely.
All right, let's have
so watch this.
Where are you? Put your hands up.
Oh, okay.
There we go. Okay.
Hello. Hi, I'm Nice to meet you. How are we doing?
You know, I'm great. Thanks for getting me off my feet, moving around a little bit.
Yeah. You know, I'm just kind of having a good time today. It's nice. What do you find yourself doing in your leisure time?
I love watching television and film. I studied film for a really long time. Okay. So
guilty pleasures?
I always say like my number one guilty pleasure show is Riverdale. I will never, 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 never recommend anyone watch the show.
Okay. Sorry.
That was aggressive slam. No worries.
I am so sorry. You're lovely.
Thank you.
But yes.
Was it
yes,
Riverdale?
You are. I'm going to be very candid with you. We have a little bit of a bromance back there, and so I kind of did it for the boys.
Report back to the boys that you got me down, okay?
Have a good day. That's the worst excuse ever. She comes in and tells people.
Oh, no.
So, just pause it a second. So what he's done there is he's not said, look, you're a bit big, so go fuck yourself. He's come up with a crappy excuse.
Yeah.
Now, that's the first one to show that he's got previous, but this is the one that goes viral.
Yeah.
It's a big girl, and she's dressed like some sort of anime.
Yeah, no, no, like, Sailor Moon sort of thing,
yeah,
whatever it is.
Yeah, but she'll be like, outfit, I'm dressed as Kaneko Katawa from the... Sorry, what?
No.
What?
No, just...
What, Kaneko Katawa?
Is that a real person, is it?
That's a real person. Yeah. It's from the Blizzard Spirit Chronicles.
Blizzard Spirit Chronicles.
Yes, Kaneko Katawa from the...
Is that a character's name? Sorry,
that's a character's
so
name.
So not a real person, then?
No, but that's what she dressed as. She dressed as Kaneko Katawa
not a real
from
person.
The Blizzard Spirit Chronicles.
Right. A plane has just hit the second Katawa.
Not that Asian.
It'd take more than a plane to fucking take this.
It'd have to be a Lancaster fucking bomber.
It'd have to be Lancaster.
Let's watch this King's Technique.
I think I'm now villain number one. Hi, I'm Nathan.
Hello.
It's nice to meet you.
It's nice to meet you.
Oh,
I'm
yeah,
Sam.
She's a big lady.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
So in terms of dating, what is something that is like an automatic deal breaker?
I can be really chatty sometimes, and I've had a lot in my past where people will like, I'll talk about something and then I'll just cut me off. I need someone who will listen to me.
That's when he should have pressed the button.
Yeah, he should have gone, I'll stop you there.
He should have pressed the button at that exact moment.
So he said, what's a guilty pleasure that you don't tell anybody?
I'm assuming like arrows.
Pleasure that you don't tell anybody.
I mean, I watch a lot of anime. I watch.
Me too.
That's not something she doesn't tell anyone. She's dressed as anime.
What is your type?
I'm definitely very into Asian men. It's not like a deal breaker or anything.
What race do you think I am?
I have no idea. I don't want to make assumptions.
You want to take a guess?
I would say like maybe white to Asian.
That is a tough game to play, isn't it?
What race am I?
What race do you think I am?
Yeah, well, I'm definitely white for you. It's easy enough.
Yeah. One of our features is built around that.
Yeah.
So, she's fucking, yeah, let's carry on with this guy interviewing fucking Heihachi Mishima in drag.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mishimoo Moo.
Sure.
Okay.
He goes, can we hug? He has a little feel.
He's like, nah, fam.
But, boom.
Why, Nathan?
We get along on a lot of different topics, but I felt that it was something where I could become a really good friend with you.
Yeah, yeah.
That's just kind of a gut feeling for me.
No, that's totally, totally valid. Yeah.
Yeah.
She takes it great, bless her.
I can't see anything because I don't have my glasses on.
Bye, Sam.
Goodbye.
Oh, what do you love to cook?
Steak dinner.
Oh, is there another one?
Like...
Oh my god, there's more.
Oh,
let's just watch the last
one. That's the end.
Oh, so he was doing another one as well.
Yeah, he's just keeping going. Yeah, keep it rolling. The guy's just cracked the code. I think he's just smashed it, to be fair.
He's found a loophole.
Yeah, let's have a little hug. And he's like, nah. They shouldn't let him hug. Like, that's just ruining the game. You know, because, like, you know, touch is as good as sight for working out someone's
thinking. They should get him to hug a different person.
Yeah, just swap in a fitty.
Yeah. And just let him hug for a minute and then be dead into it.
They'll be like, no. That's basically the experience of getting blackout drunk. We're like, oh, yeah, no, lovely. Huh? And then, no!
I'm with him. If he doesn't want to go out with fatties, then...
Yeah. Like, you know, it's, like, there's plenty of people who love shagging
fatties. What I would say is, why on earth are you going on a dating show where the whole premise behind it is that you're blindfolded when you are clearly so very concerned about looks?
Yeah, well, you know, he's figured it, because he's like, I reckon I can find a way around this.
He's the the corporal in Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Yeah.
That's what he is. His mate's coughing every time there's a fat one.
Chubby cunt.
20 stone.
Yes. Can we hug? Yeah. Nah, mate. Nah. Yeah, he's
fair enough. He's not wasting anyone's time if it's a deal breaker for him, you know.
He's wasting everyone's time being on that show.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Everyone's wasting everyone's time by doing this show. It's like no one's getting married off this, are they? Like, you know, everyone's just fucking around doing a thing.
Yeah. You say that. Married at First Sight, those two lesbians are still together.
Yeah. Well, that's you know, a different thing, isn't it? Slightly to this.
Yeah, because
date, people got married on that.
Yeah. But like that was out of like thousands of people, a couple got married. You know?
Love Island, some people
killed themselves,
survived after that.
Big Brother, people got married on that, still together.
Who did?
The Welsh someone.
Oh. The Welsh someone.
So there's, cool, there's, yeah. I read a
article. Kinga got married to a wine bottle.
Yeah.
God, that was a fucking...
It was the best.
That was classic, that.
Yeah. Series, that. Mikosi, dead fit.
Oh, she wore the afro.
Yeah.
She said she was a virgin, didn't she?
Yeah, they just sucked someone off in the fucking jacuzzi.
Like the first day.
Was that not Pete, the guy with the schlong?
No, Pete was the one who he married someone.
Nikki.
Yeah,
She's dead. Another one.
Preston, he got married to.
Yes,
woman.
I don't Chantel think that lasted.
Didn't. No. Not after Buzzcocks.
No, Buzzcocks killed it, didn't they?
The all-time great, yeah.
If you had to go on a reality TV show,
Thought about what would happen if, like, would I do, like, if there was, like, a comedy version of Ink Master? Because there was Show Me the Funny a few years ago, but, like, the format wasn't great, I don't think. Like, you know, there was some good people on it, but it wasn't, like, the show itself wasn't very good. But, like, I reckon it would be quite a laugh. But if I had to go on one currently...
Yeah.
I don't know, because, like, the thing is, like, I'm not really, like, good at anything. So, like, I've not got, like, I can't bake, I can't sew.
That is true.
Can't make woodwork. Although I did watch a woodwork one with someone who's like, yeah, I've never done woodwork before, and they fucking won, so it looks easy.
I'd go on Love Island.
Oh, God, no.
No,
I just need a boob job, and then I'm sorry.
Oh, right, so you wouldn't go as a man.
No, I'll go as a woman.
Yeah. You don't want to be the tiniest man on Love Island, do you?
You want to be the strongest woman.
It's like, I know he's got great pecs,
the cleverest woman.
I've got a punctured lung, so let's fucking rock.
I'll tell you which one I would go on. Yeah. It's the Netflix one, The Mole.
Oh, yeah. I used to watch that when I was on Channel 5, I loved it back then.
So this version
of The
Mole...
Is the new reboot good? Because it looks shit.
It's twice as good. Ooh. I'll tell you why it's twice as good.
I liked the ropey on Channel 5.
I'll tell you why it's twice. So for those of you that don't know, The Mole is a show that was on Channel 5 for a while. It was a show...
like 15 years ago.
Yeah, it was like 2005, I reckon.
And it was so naughty, I remember it was a
show where everyone was competing as a group to win money, but there was one mole who was sabotaging them and costing them money, and they had to vote for who they thought the mole was.
Yeah.
And whoever was voted as the mole got voted out, basically. Yeah. Now, this one is even better, the American one. I'll tell you for why.
Yeah.
It's the same premise. One of them's a mole costing them money.
Yeah.
But the way that they vote people out is they all have to take a quiz at the end on who they think the mole is. And the one with the fewest correct answers gets voted out. So why that's better is there's some people who purposely fuck up the tasks so other people will think that they are the mole, so they'll vote for them when they're not,
right,
and then get fucking sent out.
Oh, that is good. Another layer.
It's literally genius.
Yeah.
So you get people like, oh, I can't carry this heavy box. Fuck off.
Yeah.
That had all our money in. Oh, did it? Whoops. Yeah. Like, yeah, you just get, it's like 10 of the most self-serving people right. that you've ever seen in your entire life. It's brilliant. Yeah.
See, like, if I was single, I'd definitely go on like a dated one. Just like, fire me some slags. That's great. Yeah. Let's fucking go.
Is that the show?
Yeah.
Fire me some
but
slags.
But like, you know, like, even down to like first dates level, you get to like order a woman, essentially. You can go like, you know, they ask you like questions of like what you're into. You get like specific
but
things.
But often they'll give you someone that you're definitely not into.
Yeah, but like not that much. Like the worst thing that could happen is it's someone you've already been out with. That happens all the time.
Oh no, some of them are mental.
And like there's a woman in Manchester I know, if she went on first date, she'd end up with me. Because she'd like, you know, I was like, description-wise, we were like perfect for each other, just didn't really get on, you know. And like
really?
She said she'd gone on, she'd applied for first dates and had been like, tall, skinny guy, looks a bit like Jarvis Cocker, was what they were after, you know, all
wow.
that. So it would have fucking, yeah, it would have definitely been like...
Yeah, that would have been an easy afternoon, wouldn't it?
Yeah. And I would have been like, posh slag, please.
I want to do the...
She wasn't a slag.
I want to do the first date.
Which is why we didn't get on.
I think it's really dull on first dates, how they literally just put like people who look like each other together, basically.
Yeah, that's how couples work.
So you always have like two fat people who are like, hello, or just like,
yeah,
you
well, know. You don't want someone
to choose each other.
Yeah, and you don't want like a skinny person on a date with someone who's eating 18 buffalo wings.
But then you also have, no, but it gets even worse because it's like, they always have like two black people and it's like, yeah. you're together. And it's
TV
like,
reality shows do that a lot.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, it's Love Island, it's always like, so we've got all these couples and then we've got a special couple just for you.
What are their names?
Like, I don't know what their names are.
Brian.
And I'm not going to, yeah, like Stephen and Jessica.
That's what you're going for?
That's what I'm going
Stephen
for.
Stephen and Jessica.
Yeah.
I was going to make a callback.
Stephen Matumbe.
Wow. I was going to make a callback to that anime character, right. But I forgot its name.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think that you can say Matumbe.
I don't stand by it.
No, absolutely. You regret
it's not,
it.
It's not a hill I'm going to die on.
Was it a different time?
No. Well, no.
10 seconds ago?
Right. The context is obviously that I was trying to say a deliberately bad name. Yeah. Stephen.
Uh-huh. So, you know. Just take that shovel off you now.
Yeah. Well, that might be a Matumbe. You know, it's not out of the question that someone might be called Matumbe.
Well, should we go with something less controversial? Stuart Lubbock.
Matumbe is actually a woman's name. That's why. That's.
Is it?
I've no idea.
No.
So I think it's
probably not a real name.
I think it's just a sound you
just
made.
Just a sound that sounds vaguely West African.
Sound you made.
Vaguely.
And that's kind of where the problem is, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, I think it was quite a problem. Yes. I'm aware.
Should we have a lovely question?
Yeah, let's have a lovely question.
Let's have a lovely question.
Tom's lovely question. Oh, isn't that lovely?
Can
oh.
we see the pictures?
Yeah, sorry, it's finished.
Right, Tom's shitty riddle on his lovely question.
Let's have a look here.
Tom's shitty riddle. So we've got lesbians kissing with a little pride rainbow, and then who's that? Is that Russell Brand?
It is Russell Brand.
So
and because this is going out around...
Fireworks.
It's going around bonfire night, yeah? So there's some fireworks there.
So is it Guy Fawkes somehow?
No.
Right.
It is a celebrity.
It's a celebrity.
I wouldn't say Guy Fawkes is a celebrity. Maybe in his day.
Pride.
Katy Perry.
Katy Perry.
Fucking
Freddie wins again.
It every time.
Because I kissed a girl.
Yeah.
Russell Brand's like, I'm trying to do it like it's a fucking riddle where you're just like, no, these are just some things.
Mix it up. Sometimes it's a riddle, sometimes it's just things.
Yeah, so I kissed a girl, fireworks.
I get it now. Yeah. Just, you know, I thought there was something a bit more to it.
Yeah, it's everyone's
more
favorite.
For me.
Everyone's favorite singer, Katy Matumbe Perry. That's her full name.
I would watch that tribute act.
Can you pick a number, somewhat, Freddie? You won between 1 and 9.
Yeah, okay. But that'll make it weird.
Can I get can I get 4, please?
4. What a weird cunt who picked 4.
Do you know what? Do you know what? Now you've said it, you are right in that. Can I get 2, please?
Okay, that's good because you've already done 4.
2. You fucking weirdo.
Do you want to do 4 or do you want to do 2?
I want to do 2. 4's weird.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
Ooh,
fucking freak.
2. If you had to have sex with someone in this room, who would it be?
You.
Tom, yeah.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Yeah, we're both double teaming you. We're going to high five over the top and make a little Eiffel Tower.
You're the closest to a woman in this room.
Yeah.
That's all my thought processes.
Yeah.
Really chuck him around, couldn't you?
I don't know. You got the biggest boobs.
You do have the biggest.
You got the biggest boobs.
I don't fuck fat birds, though. So.
You'd hug me.
Like, yeah.
You just hug me and go, nah. Press the buzzer.
No, to be fair, my track record does not bear that out.
And you've got like a schoolgirl figure.
Yeah, I've got beautiful legs.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
between us, I think I could make a good woman.
I'm also fucking dirty, so you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Nasty. Mm. Yeah. I'm not really fussy, to be honest with you. It's much
definitely
more,
well, my thought process was not him.
It's for me personally, it's much more about a woman's personality. And if she doesn't have one, then I'm
perfect. She seems quiet.
She's easily coerced.
Sorry,
what a very
awful.
Placid and vulnerable woman.
Sorry, I am only joking. I apologize to every woman that I've ever been with or shown interest in.
I mean, that's you should have true. Done that already, yeah. To be fair.
That's not true at all.
Need to make amends.
What's
yeah,
your
we're both shagging you, mate, I'm afraid. How about you? What's your choice? Because we're both picking you, 100%.
Ooh, can I have both?
I mean, it seems like you're fucking good at it.
Yeah, I think, I don't know. I reckon Rob would be nicer to me afterwards. Mm. So I'll go with Rob.
Yeah, I'd be really annoyed if you had sex with me. Yeah. I'm going to go out and say it. I'd be quite upset.
Yeah. Whereas I'm a cuddler.
Yeah.
What number do you want?
We could go four if you want. If you want four.
Four. We'll have his shit weird pick. His weird shit pick. We'll go for seven, please.
Oh, seven's a nice one. Seven's a great number.
Normal number.
Seven was sent in by Heywood Jablomi.
Hey.
He's put Heywood, because yeah. That's a name, apparently.
Yeah.
And then Jablomi.
Yeah.
Made me say Heywood
really
Jablomi.
You really went for it as well, you fucking idiot. Yeah.
Oh, this is very similar to the other one. Would you rather do an episode where you were naked or the other two were naked?
Ooh. The other two people?
Yeah.
Because I just not look at you, which I barely do anyway.
I'm going to be windmilling. For the whole episode. If I'm naked for this, we're windmilling.
Right, okay.
Me and Rob probably shagging by the sound of it.
Yeah, so we have to listen to the whole episode. We're just...
Poor editor doesn't know when to edit.
Yeah, going to puncture his other lung.
Like a fish out of water.
Yeah.
To be fair, you probably wouldn't be able to see much of me naked.
No, you're fine. You're behind the desk. You know, you're covered. You just see your little nips out. Yeah. It's much worse for me or Freddie. We're right down the fucking barrel.
I wouldn't want to... Look at that chair afterwards.
Yeah, no, I don't want to sit on leather.
Yeah.
One more lovely question, because that one was rubbish. Hey, would
put my laptop away now. Should we go for four?
Okay, can you remember what it was?
Yes, it was.
It wasn't rubbish. It was just preceded by a similar one.
It was also rubbish, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Well, yes. I like you, hey, would you blow me? Yes.
Number four was, what's the weirdest thing you've ever eaten?
I'm looking at you. I've eaten loads of weird shit. I did a thing for Lad Bible that never got released, where we filmed two series of a show.
Series?
We filmed like 20 episodes of these little like bites, like 5 minute long things of us trying weird food from around the world. So I've eaten.
Yeah, that got a shelf for being shit, didn't it?
Oh, 100%. 100%.
Christ, you think comedians were funny, weren't they?
The way they were filming it was so bad. It was like the whole thing was so slapdash. Like, fuck Lad Bible, fuck them twice. It was awful.
I quite like Lad Bible and would work with them. So.
But I did it. My mate wanted to do it. I did it as a favour to him, essentially. It didn't work out. Anyway, but like, I ate like 100-year eggs. You know, there's like black eggs that Chinese people bury and then dig back up and eat. Ate eyeballs and feet and fucking... Also, durian, the fruit that smells like shit.
Oh, I've had a durian. It's horrible.
Horrible.
Yeah, they're gross.
Just eat an apple. Chill the fuck out. How have you eaten that? Eat a nice fruit.
I was in...
Is that why you don't like fruit?
I was in Asia. They've got loads of durian all over the fucking place.
Yeah, it's very popular. Minging.
Yeah, it's gross. It's don't like it at all.
How about you? Like, because you're very picky. So have you ever eaten... would you like eat shit like that? Would you like...
So you tell me something and I'll tell you whether or not I'd eat it.
Bollock. Deep fried bollock.
No, I'm not eating a deep fried bollock.
Right.
Not under any circumstances.
I once won a wasp eating competition 10-9.
This sounds like the beginning of a Tim Vine joke.
Yeah. No, is there a real thing that happened? So,
I won a wasp competition. I was absolutely buzzing.
My mate, he owns a brewery. So for his birthday, we had a piss up in a brewery. Uh-huh. Very good. And but there was loads of wasps there because it stinks of beer and it was a sunny day. And so we're catching wasps and stuff. And my mate dared me to eat one wasp. So I dared him to eat another one. And then we said, right, whoever can catch and eat 10 wasps first wins. And I was a winner.
Well, what a winner you were.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
You're eating like when Simba gets lost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eating wasps. Like, I've done some dumb shit in my time.
Yeah.
Like, when I was a kid, we used to play a game called B-Bombs, because, like, my house had a big plant outside, a big bush, had big pink flowers on.
Yeah.
Bees would land in it. You could grab the petals, and then you'd have a bee.
Trap the bee.
And you'd have a bee.
And you'd throw the bee at people.
You'd throw a bee at people, yeah. An angry bee. You'd shake it a bit first, make
like
it angry.
Like Mr. Burns.
Yeah. So you'd get, like, get these little angry bees. It got to the point my mum would just leave, like, the stuff for bee stings on the counter, like, so we could just grab it when we needed it, so she didn't have to deal with it. So we were constantly
you throw angry bees at each other.
Yeah.
And you're saying this like it's remotely normal.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying it's normal. It was weird. But I was a child. I wasn't an adult eating them. Bee bombs, good game.
It does sound like a good game.
It's a pretty fun game.
I think that could be our Patreon special.
Yeah, bee bombs, that was a good one.
I'm not having bee bombs. Do you know how many bees die every year?
Outside my house, fucking loads. There's a bee apocalypse, I'm telling you. Bee bombs, it was a great game.
It does sound like a good game, I put that.
Yeah. And also, we had, like, you know, like, one of the lads on the estate had a pair of boxing gloves, so we do boxing matches where you get one glove, and then, because I was, like, skinnier than everyone else, I always ended up with the left one getting the shit kicked out of me.
Oh, I used to do boxing. Yeah. We used to do boxing fights as well, and we used to put our bikes around in a circle so no one could get out. That was fun. The weirdest thing I've eaten is probably crocodile.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I've had crocodile.
It's quite nice.
Yeah, it's good, yeah.
Yeah, it's like... chickeny fish.
Yeah. Well, eating any animal's disgusting, so you know.
Yeah. Oh, fuck off, you fucking little Just Stop Oil protester.
I'm going to spray you orange. I'm going to need a lot of spray.
Not with soup, I'll be furious.
It's not a meal!
It's not. Soup isn't a meal.
No, I'm going to do it with bean juice.
I'd never stop punching you. like legitimately. Right,
unless
stop.
I walk up three stairs.
No. I will...
Just put some bikes.
It's like a fucking Dalek him.
I would get away from I'd him. Suffocate you like a boa constrictor. I'd be so mad.
Yeah, you couldn't catch me.
I'd be
if I
so
wanted to
upset.
Get away from you, you couldn't catch me.
What, sorry?
If I want to get away from you, you can't catch me.
But what you are misinterpreting is how long I will hold a grudge for.
Sure.
That is years.
But I'm not underestimating how unfit you are and unwilling to do anything about that.
Okay, I will...
I'm going to walk away from you at a brisk pace.
There will be
imagine
a time...
if that was the thing that made Freddy get really fit so that he could
jacked.
Get revenge on you.
Yeah.
And there's like a big montage.
Sort of like a fat version of Old Boy.
Yeah. Just Fat Boy.
Fat Boy! That is a fucking great action film.
Yeah.
Like
someone fat shames a big fat cunt and they go to the gym and just
This is James Corden's redemption.
The problem is he's gonna have to get jacked for the role and you're gonna have to film it like Boyhood because you're gonna have to film it when they're fat and then like go back a couple of years later when they're fucking jacked
punching a steak and then eating it as well.
And you've got to find a fat person who's gonna be committed enough to actually do it,
or you do it the other way around.
Yeah.
And you do. You get
oh,
really
yeah,
fit
you could
person.
Film it like that. That is a lot easier, actually, to
if
get.
I was
that's like Raging Bull.
If
it?
I was cast in that role, I would happily, like, for £1 million, I'd get in shape.
Yeah. I mean, don't think you would.
I would.
I think halfway through your second morning, you'd be like, oh, fuck it, I'll be poor.
Get someone else.
Yeah. Just midway through your second flop sweat, you'd be like, no.
Would you rather do it so that you do the fat bits first and then get really fit? Or. Do the fat bits now, get really fit, and then just be fat forever afterwards.
What do you mean?
I was very confused when we put that.
I don't know what the question was.
No, the fat bits, it's a really
stupid
question.
It was
question.
Stupid.
That was not a lovely question.
No, it was very not lovely.
That was
My question
difficult.
Would be, how much would you pay to have like an extra 20 years of life?
What 20 years are we talking? The last 20?
Yeah.
Nothing.
No, but like
zero
in a better condition.
Not asked.
What if it was 20 years from now?
Yeah.
What, so I get an extra 20 years of now?
Right, you either die or you've got to pay 20 years from now.
Yeah. You know, you can get it on finance, you can pay it off. Like, what would you put the monetary value of 20
so
years?
Some people would call it a ransom.
Yeah.
So my...
Just
saying,
if he's willing to get fit for £1 million, why would you not for much more life?
Yeah.
My a better quality of it.
My options are, number one, I die tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Or number two, I pay a set amount to live for 20 more years.
Yeah.
I definitely want to live.
Yeah.
How much? Maybe $100,000?
$100,000. So a tenth of what would get you in shape. So you could lose 10% of your weight is what you're willing to do. I'm just trying to convert it into fat. this money.
You can't convert money into fat.
I mean, you fucking have by putting it over counters in chip shops.
How tortured is that? How fucking laboured was that fat joke? You've converted money into fat by using money to buy food, yeah, like every person does, yeah, you fucking lanky streaker cum.
I mean, if you put that much labour into anything, you might not be so fat.
See, when it's normal people do it, it's just buying food, but when I do it, it's converting money into fat.
Well, you have done, haven't you? You've converted money into fat. You have done.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I think that you should cancel Rob because of what he said about Mutombo or whatever.
You made it worse.
What did I say?
Made it worse. You said Mutombo. That's not okay.
What did you say?
Mutombe.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay. Shit. Right. Well, Mutombo, Mutombe.
Twins.
Tweedledee and Tweedledum.
Tweedle Bay and Tweedle Bow.
I just wanted Rob cancelled.
Yeah, that's all you wanted, didn't it?
Is that why you started the podcast?
This is literally it. It's because I hate him so much. I wanted to cause damage to his career. Yeah. Little did I know that I'm quite a bright shiner and he's just, you know...
A bright shiner? Is that how you described yourself? I'm quite a bright shiner.
I didn't know what to say about myself. I panicked.
Sound like a black eye.
A bright shiner. I don't know anymore. I don't know.
Well, someone's got a new show title. Freddie Quinn. Bright shiner.
Really? Yours is Rommel Holland Mutombe Mutombo.
No, born ready. Let's go.
We are actually, yeah, we're in the midst of sorting a tour out, aren't we?
We are. In the meantime, we've got live shows at the Frog and Bucket every month. We've got some coming up in Liverpool as well, so check those out.
Yep, free tickets if you've got a tattoo.
Yeah, one free ticket. I'm assuming you don't need a plus one. we've got a little tour coming next year, so look out for that. Please buy tickets because otherwise it'll be embarrassing. Get on our Patreon. It's patreon.com/deadmentalkpod. It's £3 a month or more if you're fucking thick. So join
or
up there.
Generous.
Or generous. We should rename it. No one's going to do it when it's called Gullible. So get on there. There's loads, like shitloads of extra content. All the stuff we've been making in the last couple of months. Loads of stuff. So get on there and support the podcast. If you want to send us in a video, it's 07520644931 on WhatsApp. That's 07520644931 on WhatsApp. Have you got anything to add?
No, we'll see you next week. Fuck off.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.